Good evening.
La 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 la. How now, brown cow?
Red leather, yellow leather.
Sticky buns in sticky sauce.
I don't know anything else.
Yeah, well, just starting to make them up.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Petunia pink poopers.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
Welcome
to You, Me, and a Poltergeist.
This is your favorite. I'm not speaking for anyone, but I am speaking for you right now, and I say this is definitely your favorite paranormal podcast ever.
Ever.
And you're listening to it here on a beautiful 31st of May, 2019, currently. We're recording. Oh, wait, no.
That's when we're recording it. It's not when you're going to be listening to it.
Oh, true. I'll cut that bit out.
No, you won't.
Yeah,
leave it in. Just leave it in.
Yeah.
Let it be organic.
So,
organic. So I'm Belinda.
You are listening to this because you love us.
Are you Brayden or am I just Belinda?
Hey, Brayden here once again. The coolest member of the YAMAP podcast team.
I agree with that. I mean, you look pretty sick.
Because of my sick layers?
Yeah, you're wearing like...
I'm an onion.
You're wearing like three jumpers.
I got layers.
A noose.
A noose? Hey, I'm not trying to hang myself. This ain't a noose. This is like neck warmer.
It looks like you've wrapped a scarf around about six times. I do like the beanie because I got it for you, though.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm stylish.
Mm-hmm. You know? Great. What socks are you wearing? Those basketball sloth socks?
Yeah, this is a sloth dunking a basketball.
I got them for you.
Yeah, they're cool. And I'm wearing my pants that... The only pants I currently have that are clean.
You have pants that are clean. They're just out on the line. Thank you.
Drying. Okay, these are the only pants that I have that are dry because, let's face it, they're probably not clean. So, what's new with your life?
Not much. I've been sick. I cleaned the whole house today.
Yeah. From what you tell me, it smells good.
Yeah, Brayden has no sense of smell.
None. I can barely taste anything either, which may explain why I like to eat the spiciest food I can.
I can't even stand mild. It's too spicy. God. I've got the biggest, not biggest, the strongest sense of smell.
If you aren't sweating while you're eating, are you really eating?
Absolutely not.
Like...
I always sweat when I eat.
You ever notice that... Spicy foods usually come from places that are super hot. Like, the last thing I want to do is, like, be sweating my ass off and then be...
Eating something to sweat your ass off.
Again, yeah.
Like India.
Like India. Or Mexico. Or Thailand. Taco! Exactly. Or Thailand, like that.
Thailand.
So Kiwi.
Oh, mate. I'm every race.
Yep. Australia has gotten cold recently, which is...
Yeah, there's like a massive cold snap going on, so we're frozen. I've actually closed the windows in the house.
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing 12 layers, because it's cold. I'll probably slowly shed these layers. Yeah, I'll strip tease you during this entire...
Comes the beanie.
Yeah.
And then one loop of the scarf.
That's the key, though. Is this scarf isn't actually a scarf.
It's a noose.
What is a noose?
It's a snood, actually.
Oh, God, I'm not going to wear it if it's called that. That's terrible.
That's pretty much what a snood is. It's a like snood. An infinity scarf. It just goes round and round.
No, but it's only one. Looped.
Yeah. That's what an infinity scarf is also
it's
called.
It's a ring.
Yeah.
I don't know about this.
Babe,
I'm not wearing a snood. I'm taking it off.
Who's been working in retail fashion for 7 years?
I took
years?
It off. I'm throwing it on the ground. I threw it on the ground. That's why I think of snoods.
You fucking wore it.
You can send me some snoods.
Ooh. No.
P.O. Box 58. No.
Solicit. Everyone send us your snoods.
So, fun fact. Last week after that weird knock occurred on our door, the three knocks, I had some absolutely terrible nightmares for the rest of the week.
I slept like a baby.
Yeah,
well, not really. Babies wake up all night. I slept like a fucking log. I literally just slept through the night. Brayden would be up, like, watching telly, and I would just be asleep. I'm never asleep.
I just woke up. I had It, the clown from It, Pennywise, and the nun demon Valak combined together coming after me in my dreams. That was my nightmares for the last week. How good's that?
That sounds fucking terrifying.
But last night and the night before, I did not have that nightmare.
That's good. I didn't dream of anything that I know of. I've been sick. When I'm sick, I don't dream.
Usually people have fever dreams. I don't think I've ever had a fever dream.
I don't dream when I'm sick. I never do. I'm just...
Yeah, you just add to it. Mouth breathing.
Like I me do. Always. I do mouth breathe when I'm sick, hey.
How many spiders do you think we've swallowed when we sleep?
We do live in Australia.
Oh my god, they're probably red-belly...
Couple red-belly black snakes.
Probably red-belly black spiders.
Red-back spiders.
Sorry, I'm mixing my Australian creatures. I'm mixing my penis around.
Mixing all the poisonous.
Yeah, all the penises.
Hey! Shut up! Don't laugh like that.
Yeah. I guarantee that huntsmen have been living in my lungs for the past few years.
That's why you've got such bad asthma.
Yeah, that would explain it.
Just cobwebs in your lungs.
Oh, there we go. Cough up like a... I'm the new Spider-Man.
Except you're coughing out
the
web.
To use my power, yeah, I go... and then it... just like a little... bing,
bing.
Does it even, it's like a party popper.
I was gonna say it's like one of those little parachute men.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and just like slowly falls down into your enemy. And you're like, help stay us. Right there. Stay. Don't move. It's coming. Just stay. And it's just like floating down like a little leaf.
Oh my god. Save us, spider cough.
Spider cough. Can be easily vandalized.
Your friendly neighborhood spider cock.
Spider cock.
Spider cock.
That's exactly. You're the spin-off porno. Spider cock.
Ah, there we go. Shooting you're webs.
You've like, got eight dicks or something.
What the fuck? Just a spider dick.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, talk about fan fiction.
Yeah. Anyways. So, speaking of...
about Tom Holland, but I won't go there.
Speaking of fan fiction, what are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about haunted places that you can...
actually stay in.
Stay, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, in case you ever wanted to try your hand at staying within a haunted location.
Haunted.
Sorry. Belinda and I are going to present some some right here that you'll be able to go and follow up on, spend the appropriate amount of money, and stay within.
In saying that, mine actually isn't a place where you can stay specifically. Can stay there and have events. Mine's nice. mine's quite of a light-hearted kind of haunting.
I don't know much about this at all, I don't think. Yeah. Except that there's some incest.
No.
It's not incest.
It's not incest at all. It's just a very weird situation.
Okay.
But it's not even, it doesn't even, like, it's not really part of the story for this. It's just, you know, a sidebar.
And mine, funnily enough, is apparently the most, I feel like every other place is like
the most haunted
place ever. My house is the most haunted house ever in the world.
I was gonna say my vagina is the most haunted vagina in the world. All these ghost dicks. Yeah,
what do you mean
dicks of the past?
Oh god. What the hell. What
anything
am I thinking
that
about?
My point is, anything can be the most haunted of
ever. But supposedly, this is the most haunted place to stay, most haunted hotel in the world, And it's backed by a lot of claims, a lot of experiences there of people. A lot of skeptics have gone there and been turned to the dark side, aka not being a skeptic anymore. So, there's that.
Sick.
But we'll get to that later in your regular programming. Alright, so where is this lovely place? Do you want to pitch it to me? Like you're trying to get me to stay there? Say you're like a travel agent.
You know, my whole first paragraph is kind of like that.
Okay, perfect.
Kind of, I hope so. I hand wrote all of this as well because I really wanted to practice my handwriting. All right. So this is the Wepstead Manor in Wellington Point, City of Redland, Queensland.
Oh, Redland, that's so close.
Yep.
Are we going to go and... Oh, we can't stay there. We can have dinner there.
We can get married there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Haunted.
It's, you know what? Designed by architect Claude William Chambers and built by Patrick Horisk in 1889, it's a large two-storied timber residence with a substantial attic. It was originally named Fernbourne and considered one of the finest houses in the district. It's set in a very fine and well-established garden with unrivaled views of seas, shores, headland, and islands. On the 21st of October 1992, the building was added to the Queensland Heritage Registry.
Beautiful. I feel like a lot of Queensland Heritage Registry buildings are haunted.
Oh yeah, a lot of them are Queenslanders too.
That'll explain it.
They're like the fucking creepiest houses, but goddamn, I want one.
They creak.
They creak and they moan, but they have like these like spacious as fuck bedrooms.
Just like me, ex-wolf.
And like the walls are so tall and I just feel tiny and like I'm in a big dollhouse and I fucking want one.
That sounds terrifying.
Nope.
Why don't we just make you a dollhouse?
No, because I want a Queenslander.
All right.
The house has its fair share of supernatural sightings, including... Ready? Candles lit by unseen persons, wow. Appearing / disappearing stains on carpets, objects being thrown, people having their hair pulled, and even cutlery being rearranged on the tables.
The old phantom stains.
Phantom stains. Yeah.
Yeah, what are those?
That sounds like a porn title. Yeah. Busty Britney and the Phantom Stains.
Oh my god.
Oh no, it's the Phantom Stain. Oh no, it's coming.
Oh god. This big fat dude's dressed in a white sheet, like, yeah,
just fucking jacking off all over. Busty Britney.
God damn. We have the... This is definitely an explicit podcast.
Your niece officially listens to it too.
Well, now she'll stop listening.
All right. So before we get into the ghostly stuff, as there has been about 4 main spirit sightings.
Yep.
I'll just give you a brief little history that are important to the tales.
Sure.
So, Wepstead Manor, originally Fernbourne, was built for Gilbert Burnett, JP, and his family. Gilbert was a Wellington Point landowner, sawmill proprietor, and a member of the Cleveland Division Board. He fathered 10 children to his first wife.
Jesus. His first wife.
His first wife, Martha Ann, between 1870 and 1885. After her death in 1896, Gilbert remarried in 1903 to Ellen Thompson. Not the same Ellen Thompson from Boggo Road Jail that got hung. Yeah,
I was about to say.
As soon as I fucking read that name, I lost my shit. And I was like, oh my god. Is this a connection? But apparently people all just had the same name back then.
Okay. Everyone else was named
Ellen. But I deep dived. She'd been married like 3 times, but...
Not to this guy.
Not to the guy that she... Not the other person. Anyway.
Cool.
So, from 1905 to 1918, they had 5 children. So, in total, Gilbert had fucking 15 kids.
Cheaper by the whatever 15 is.
doesn't it a bit? Anyway, his first marriage and first 10 kids are the main focus of this all. They actually only lived in that house for 2 years. In 1891, Gilbert was declared insolvent, which means bankrupt.
Insolvent.
Insolvent.
Sounds like something you'd use on a phantom stain.
Well, when you already have 10 kids at that stage, you're bound to go bankrupt. Anyway, and they were forced to move out from their house. So these are his children, the 10 children that belong to the first marriage in order of birth. Herbert Dawson, he was born 23rd of the 1st, 1870. He died at age 83, 03, 06, 1954. By the way, all this is very relevant to everything that I'm going to say. Two, Percival Francis, born the 4th of the 9th, 1871. He died at age 81, 20th of the 10th, 1951. Matilda Martha, born the 8th of the 10th, 1872. She died at 32, on the 8th of the 6th, 1905. Walter Woodward, born the 15th of the 11th, 1873, died at 79, on the 13th of the 3rd, 1953. Edith Helen was born on the 18th of the 6th, 1875. She died at the age of 33 on the 18th of the 12th, 1908. Egerton Gilbert, born 25th of the 2nd, 1877. He died at age 85 of the 8th, on the 8th of the 12th, 1961. Alice Maud, born 24th of the 11th, 1878, died at age 82 and on the 19th of February, 1961. Albert Ernest, born the 9th of April, 1888. I just realized that I've been saying like the 4th and then I switched to the month. Anyway. Norman Victor, born the 23rd of the 4th in 1883, died at age 79 on the 19th of the 3rd, 1963. And Harold Edward, born 16th of the 4th, 1885, and died at age 65 on the 24th of the 8th, 1948. Everybody keep in their head that they all died at least between their 30s and 80s.
Okay.
We've got that.
That's the correlation.
That is one of the main points to two of the theories.
Okay.
Let's start with the first ghost, shall we?
Okay.
So the first ghost that is commonly seen and smelt is Martha Ann, which is Gilbert's first wife. She passed away from a quick but painless illness in her daughter's home at Kangaroo Point. But it is said that her face could be seen at the windows looking through, as well as the scent of lavender follows her ghostly trail. She would wear a lavender perfume when she was alive. Her spirit doesn't seem to be of malicious intent, but just wandering the house she called her home once upon a time.
Oh.
I wrote that.
That's nice.
Thank you. Next. So the next two ghosts are believed to be of Gilbert and Martha's children. So the first one being the daughter, who is rumored to have been had just vanished from the home before they left, but they didn't, because all three daughters died in their later years, or either between their 30s and their 60s. Mm. And they only had three daughters. So that rules that out of a female child being seen.
Oh, so there is a female child being seen.
So there's a female child being seen. So it rules out one of the daughters being the female daughter, the little girl spirit that they see running around. Now, they also see a boy with a wilted leg, claiming that it's one of the sons, because there were 7 sons. But proven through medical and death records, all 10 of the Burnett children can be disproven of being any of the spirits.
In that house,
because none of them died when they were children. They all died in their late 60s or early 30s. And none of them had any illnesses or deformities that would have been really recognisable.
These deformed children, sorry, that have been seen.
Yeah, so it was a little boy being seen with a wilted leg.
A wilted leg?
Yeah. Ugh. So as if, like, his legs were dried up.
Hmm.
But none of the children from the Burnett, the first lot of kids, I don't know about the second lot of kids, they didn't even live in the house. They had nothing to do with that house. But all of the children were, all 10 children were born before that house was built, and they all lived in that house for 2 years. But none of them died in the house. None of them had any illnesses or deformities. They all lived to be at least 30, between 80.
It's pretty sad that some of them died at age 30.
Yeah, but...
I mean, it doesn't make sense for a 30-year-old to suddenly turn into a little boy with a wilted leg.
Yeah, exactly. It was just a daughter, two daughters that died at 32 and
33. Oh, yeah. Poor family. Oh, well, he pumped out enough of them. He's probably just like...
15 fucking kids,
God. Oh, about time I got rid of a few.
Jesus Christ.
That's pretty... Yeah, that's not very bad. Nice.
But anyway, I have a theory as to who else they could be.
What's your theory?
Well, so, I said there was four spirits being seen. The fourth spirit is seen as a smartly dressed man in a bowler hat. Some believe a butler, but that wouldn't seem right due to the hat being worn, especially inside, by a servant. Mm. Which isn't a thing that they did. If they had a butler, your butler's not wearing a bowler hat. So, in 1973, the Wepstead House was converted into a private hospital called Bayview Private Hospital. Around that year, Ethel Dolly, a nurse who had managed two other private hospitals in Queensland, moved her operation into the Wepstead Manor. This hospital predominantly treated neurasthenia, which is nervous exhaustion, but also accommodated the convalescent. Anyway, pretty much just people with illnesses, the incurable illnesses.
Okay.
They looked after aged people, so seniors, those suffering with chronic illnesses, and expectant mothers. So a number of local children were born in the manor, but the place was also possessed a sad reputation. It was the venue of as many as 40 patients spent their last moments. There could have been many more, but there are no records. As little as 16 deaths were identified through the death notices in the paper. The hospital ran from 1937 to 1973. So, from 1937 to 1973, could you imagine how many deaths were there? Of all ages. Children to older people. So what if the smartly dressed man with the bowl hat was like a businessman who got really sick and he died in the hospital?
Oh, that'd be much more...
A little girl goes in with an illness. She passes away.
Wilted leg.
A little boy probably had his leg run over by a truck or something. Goes in there, dies. These could just be all spirits from the hospital.
I wonder why spirits tie themselves to certain places. Especially when you hear, like, graveyards being haunted. It's such a weird thing to hear a graveyard being haunted. Because as far as I, like, have an idea of, if a spirit, if, like, a body is rested, like, you know, I feel like a good resting place for a body would be, or, you know, the person would be in, like, an actual grave that people have been around and they had a funeral. Then why would a spirit come out of the grave and haunt the cemetery? That's a completely different tangent.
No. But my... That's really good, though, that you bring it up. Because it's like this wasn't a hospital. It used to be a house, and then they converted it to a hospital, and then they unconverted it to a hospital, and it was people's living places for so many years. And just, I think, depending on how traumatic their death was, could be like they're attached to this place because their last final moments were in pain or some type of agony, and it's like, where do I go after this? Like, I don't know. I don't feel at peace to move on, you know what I mean?
I get it, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I thought I would put the 16 people that were identified through death notices on here and read their names in order of death.
Okay.
Is it okay?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. So, the the list of the 16. So Elizabeth Murray died 14th of the 5th, 1938. Thomas Denham, 16th of the 6th, 1938. Edward Smallman, 10th of the 6th, 1940. Henry King, 24th of the 6th, 1941. Mary Lillians Deanne, 27th of the 8th, 1941. Teresa Emma Reginald, 24th of the 3rd, 1942. Joshua Henry Petty, 23rd of the 9th, 1943. Jessie Harriet McLean, 27th of the 10th, 1943. Rowena Hart Moller, 23rd of the 1st, 1946. Lillian Margaret Stevens, the 5th of the 3rd, 1946. Mary Rose Pennefather, 28th of the 7th, 1946. Alice Felicia Fitchew, 12th of the 10th, 1946. Frances Edith Batten, 16th of the 2nd, 1947. Geraldine Cecilia Anderton, the 9th of the 3rd, 1947. Peter Marks, 6th of the 6th, 1948. And Anne Marie Townsend Wren, 22nd of the 11th, 1953. Now the Whepstead Manor is a restaurant and a popular wedding venue.
I'm happy you got after reading off these death notices.
But do you see how many years are missing there and how many years are not accounted for, considering it ran from 1937 to 1973? So what if some fucking shady shit went down?
Well, it probably did.
And they just burnt those records and maybe those little ghosts.
They burnt the ghosts.
And for, like, things to be thrown around.
Things get thrown around.
There's probably an aggressive... Yeah, I said that earlier, that yeah. Things would be thrown. Objects were thrown. It's probably some, like, aggressive, angry ghost in there. And then if, like, stuff's being changed around, it's probably a little kid. Mm. Just playing tricks. Being a little shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when I was researching... Because I couldn't actually find too much. I wanted to find more on it, and I really couldn't find anything else besides a lot of people trying to debunk the ghosts, just going, oh, it's nothing. It's just people's imagination.
It's your damn imagination again.
It's your imagination. What'd
you bloody seen the book fly off the shelf? I don't think so.
A window was open.
Yeah, the window pulled that book out of the shelf.
Like, one guy says on his... fucking vlog.
Please do the voice.
Do the voice. Or it couldn't have been Martha roaming around the...
Why not?
roaming around the building. Because it's been over 100 years and she only lived there for 2 years and died at her daughter's house. So why would it be her ghost there? And there's a lot of weddings held there now, so the scent of lavender could be anything.
You don't know how bloody worthy that house was to old Martha. She could only live there 2 years, but she could be attached to the damn place.
It's like a 130-year-old house now.
It's probably had like a billion people die in it.
Hell yeah, that's got to be haunted as shit. Considering it was a
hospital.
It was a hospital, it's got to be haunted as shit.
Who makes a house into a hospital?
Me. Welcome to the hospital.
Oh shit, am I going to get cut up? Just like a... Am I punked? Like for a camera.
You sounded like a dad then. Am I on punked? Am I getting punked?
Yeah. They still did that show?
No.
Maybe.
They do not.
Okay. We'll look it up.
Yeah, well, probably I'm going to be right.
Probably definitely don't.
Yeah, well, I'll contact Ashton Kutcher myself.
He definitely doesn't do it.
He's a dad now.
Yeah. So, the similarities between your place and my place...
What, are skeptics?
No. It's, like, super similar.
Well...
I feel like these sorts of places breed the best paranormal phenomenon.
Because so much shit goes down. It changes from a house to a restaurant to a hospital to a wedding venue back to a hospital. Because I'm going to buy it and turn it into a hospital and murder everyone I hate.
Exactly. Dr. Death out here.
Watch out, everyone I work with.
So do you want to hear about my little place?
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Me well. Jacket on.
All right. Shall I pitch this place to you? This is
called
the Crescent
Hotel.
In
Eureka
Springs,
Arkansas.
Not Saul.
Saul.
Stop copying me.
Stop
Arkansas.
Copying me. Arkansas.
Now you're making me say it weird.
Now you're making me say it weird. Jammer. It's like speech jammer. Oh, come on.
What the hell?
Yoinkies.
Alright. Also, why do they call it Arkansas? It's spelt Arkansas.
Arkansas? Oh, yeah, because when you sent it to me, I was like, Arkansas?
Yeah, why isn't it Kansas if it's not...
Yeah, but why is Melbourne Melbourne?
Well, you said it perfectly. Yes. The...
Arkansas.
No. I'm talking about something else now.
Crescent.
Crescent Hotel.
In Arkansas.
In Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Is supposedly the most haunted hotel in the world. Now, wait, I should really pitch this to you, shouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want a fresh summer vacation? Do you want... You're meant to reply!
Oh, I thought you continued.
This isn't an infomercial. This is like an active conversation.
Pretend I thought you were, like, presenting it to
okay,
me,
well,
not...
Pretend I'm one of those people at the shopping
oh,
centers.
Oh, you walk past, like, hey, you look beautiful today. Come buy a raffle ticket for the Lifesavers. Told me not to walk my dog on the beach.
So, oh, hi, ma'am. You're coming up
no,
to me.
No, thank you.
Okay, well, that's all there is to it. 95% of that job, I guarantee it. 99.2. Yep. My thoughts exactly. Good decimal placement. So, this big manor was used in the 1930s as, believe it or not, converted into a hospital.
Oh my god, no way, what?
Yes, just like
a
yours.
Hotel turned into a hospital?
Yes.
What?
Yes, I know. It was called the Baker Cancer Hospital, believe
That's
it or not.
That's never been
I know,
heard of.
I know. So the fellow named one Norman Baker
was... We were about to say Norman Bates. I was like, well, this know. Is going somewhere.
So Norman Baker... No, he said Bakes.
Norman Baker.
So...
What the fuck is that?
That's
You look like Yoda.
Thanks.
I've never seen you wear it.
The fuck?
It's you look
just
like
a
dressing
gown without sleeves. Fuck. I mean, shit.
Like a fucking Jedi. I'm sorry, you look beautiful. You look so rock and roll.
Thanks, babe.
It's a hospital. Yeah.
I took off my jumper, one of my many layers, and Belinda has just been non-stop laughing. So, drink your thing that you'd slurp with a million decibels. So, this was used as a cancer hospital.
I was just looking at you.
Don't smile at me like that.
I didn't even smile.
I'm gonna laugh too. I can't look at you right now. So, this was used as a
cancer
hospital. Yes, and that was the name of it, but was it really used as a cancer hospital? I don't know. Oh man, that was the worst put together sentence of my life.
I just wasn't expecting it, you know?
Yeah,
you just
you
so casually just took it off and kept talking like you're
I
not
just wanted
wearing
to
a
reveal
vest cardigan
that
thing.
I support the light side.
You should probably continue.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so... This manor was turned into a cancer cure hospital by one Norman
Baker.
So, Norman Baker had fled from another state nearby. I'm not too sure what state exactly. But he fled because he was being chased for practicing medicine without a medical license.
Whoa.
Essentially, he was a charlatan pretending to have a cure for cancer. And he was going around opening up these big facilities.
He just wanted to murder people.
He didn't really have that intention. He just wanted to make money. By murdering people. And money he did make. 65 million if it was converted from...
That day to our day. I could do a 60. Could you imagine? Kill a couple cancer patients.
I mean, it was hundreds. But... Yeah. So...
When you don't keep count after a while, like, come on.
The only people he'd take in were the people who'd been rejected by doctors, rejected by, you know, the people around them, the chemo, whatever, didn't work, all the different treatments didn't work. And he's trying to prey on their sort of lack of hope and try to give them hope. And in that, they'll give away their life savings.
And he's just gone kill them.
Pretty well. So... These nice. Treatments, he had this, I think it was called a miracle cure number 5.
Was it Dipple's oil?
I was thinking that. It was actually just mineral water from a local well. But he would...
Minerals will do some stuff for you.
I mean, it won't cure cancer, though. he would
tell
just...
all the anti-vaxxers that.
Yep. He would cure... Well, God, he wouldn't cure. He would give his patients, these terminally ill patients, this water.
Mm.
And in doing so, he would then just hold on to them, keep them in his little facility. I think the place has like 40 plus rooms or something like that. So it's a massive like manor. And he'd keep them in these rooms. And eventually when it came time and they couldn't either sort of... They were still sort of a long way away and they were getting too hard to deal with, or they were about to die. They'd be either taken away and sent off, or taken downstairs to his own built-in morgue. This dude doesn't even have a medical license, and he's got his own morgue in his basement. So the morgue was...
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, the morgue was like red brick walls, like concrete floor... Tin across, like, rafters on the roof. Like, it was so gross and sketchy looking.
Please tell me there is a horror movie made from this.
Oh, God, I wish. Not yet. There needs to be.
This is our opportunity.
100%. This place is terrifying.
I'm pitching it now. Crescent Hotel Cancer.
Oh, and guess what else?
Title's a work in progress.
This whole place was painted purple.
What the fuck?
This guy... Old Baker, colorblind? Mr. Baker, loved purple. So with his suits, he'd wear a purple tie, purple undershirt, purple everything.
Oh, he painted Snoop Dogg as a pimp?
Yeah, pretty much. He painted the whole outside of the place purple. The front foyer, he said, oh, we can't have some dreary place. So he painted it like a crazy carnival. Dude was just eccentric, millionaire... Weirdo. Sort of charlatan who would prey upon people and steal their money. Downstairs in this morgue, when people would die, he would harvest the tumour from their body, put it in a little mason jar with hermaphrodite, whatever that shit's called.
Hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite, the goddess of...
Hermaphrodites.
Hermasteride. it's something like that.
Hermasteride.
Yeah, girl.
We get what you mean, though. That stuff, they put it in and it was fucking, preserves
it.
It
was Dipple's oil. They put
it in Dipple's oil.
They put the tumours in Dipple's oil.
Yeah.
And preserved it. So... 1 month ago, right, they are still, to this day, from nearly 100 years ago, digging up in the gardens there chunks of tumorous meat cut from cadavers that this man cut up in the dumb oil in jars.
Formaldehyde?
Formaldehyde. That's the one. How'd you get that?
Liquid. I googled liquid to preserve dead bodies.
Formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde. Do you want to look at the word?
No.
Yeah, come on. No, you gotta look at it to learn.
Formaldehyde. Formaldehyde. Yes. So, yeah, they just found last month a collection of bottles. And this guy had a poster. He spent, I don't know how much money he spent, but he bought 300,000 flyers to advertise his cancer cure research facility. This was during the Great Depression. So he would actually, because he was so rich and he had so many people wanting to come to him, he would stock Eureka Springs filled with the people, and he'd pay people, because he didn't have any more space in his hospital, he'd pay people to take cancer patients into their houses. So that place was just a booming economy because of this one charlatan who was just fake curing the cancer of all these people.
How many people have cancer, though?
So many. But they were coming from all over to him.
Oh, okay. I thought this was like in the one town. I'm like, well, guys have something wrong with you.
He spent the money to send out 300,000 flyers out across the United States to get, like, suffering cancer patients who have no hope left, and then try to bring them there. And I mean,
what a sociopath.
Yeah. And if you think of, like, what the most darkest sort of emotion is, it's probably when you get hope once more and that hope's suddenly crushed. I feel like that is the darkest, like, term of human emotion. So I feel like a place filled with that is no doubt going to be, like, a great sort of catalyst or great sort of conductor for paranormal things.
Dude, fuck this guy, though.
Yeah, he's so shit.
Whoa.
Him and his hermaphrodite.
Formaldehyde.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm just going to correct you every time. Hermaphrodite. Formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde.
That was me.
Canastrodon.
I even knew the word you were trying to say, and I'm like, my God. I don't fucking know it.
I've forgotten already. You just said it.
Formaldehyde.
There you go. So, he eventually got caught for mail fraud. They didn't want to try him on, like, a local level, so they had to catch him for a federal crime, so they got him for mail fraud because he sent all those flyers out. And then, with that, they managed to charge him and make him do 3 years of jail.
Mm.
He got out, went to Miami, lived on a yacht. But guess what he died of?
Cancer.
It came around and beat him right on the beyond.
Now, if that isn't karma, I don't know what nothing is.
What we're left with essentially is just this incredibly dark location with a terrible history where tons and tons of people have died. Hundreds of people. Their bodies have been moved around. Not all the bodies were buried at the local cemetery. Some have probably been buried within the woods.
Oh.
And they've actually been digging up. I think they've dug up some. That's why they're constantly doing diggings, trying to find the sort of people that he's
fucking murdered.
Pretty much, yeah. So, throughout the house, there's just a number of weird occurrences that happen.
Like, that'd be first degree murder, right?
You'd think so. But he didn't get tried for it. So,
I'd say it is. See the intent.
Hmm. Some of the rooms within the building have a specific ghost sort of tied to them. One such room, I believe, is 409, room number 409. Whenever you go in there, there's this orderly sort of lady who would help the patients out. I believe she died around the area, and she apparently haunts this one room where she stayed, but it's not necessarily a terrible haunting.
Is she malicious?
No. Whenever she just hates discord and hates, like, unneat things. Oh. So whenever people leave their room and things are all messy, they'll come back and their suitcases are all packed next to the door or something like that. How crazy is that?
So what if people were arguing in there?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't think that's happened yet.
It's just if things are messy?
Yeah, like room, looking around. She's probably, like, thinking, oh, I've left my room in disarray. I must clean it and get these people out of here.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Another room, there was a in-house doctor
who would come and sort of tend to the patients, not just this fucking crazy quackball guy, mm-hmm. but he would always be known to be smoking cigarettes. And in the rooms that he was likely to stay in, there's often the scent of cigarettes being smoked.
Wow.
Okay.
That's why you those, need me to come along with you.
Those two are like the chill, chill hauntings. There's some seriously dark shit going on here. In one instance where they were like running people through this place, I think it was a psychic medium or something like that, said that there was a portal somewhere in the house, like a, not a portal to like hell or anything, but just like a portal of darkness or, I don't know, something like that, where it like can bring forth like evil entities.
And yeah, we're not staying here.
And the location, funnily enough, where she said it was exactly, guess what?
The morgue.
The morgue.
Oh.
And there's a number of crazy things that happen there, but let's just discuss something else real quick. So the room directly above the morgue was said to house sort of like the portal's energy. And the owner currently, I like him, because having skepticism is good in a lot of circumstances.
I'm not a fucking skeptic, though.
So this guy...
I'm full on like, if I enter there, I'm gonna die.
This, the owner currently is a believer, but if he can prove something, like if he has any inkling that it could be anything else, then he will sort of point towards that first before making some claim that it's paranormal. But the things that he cannot prove are sort of starting within this room itself, the room directly above the morgue. And oftentimes when people walk through that room, I think women are usually affected the most. They'll suddenly start like losing their breath and just fainting, falling unconscious. And that happens like regularly, apparently.
Sounds about right.
In this one place.
He probably like lacked some kinky shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like some...
Like just strangling the shit out of a chick while he fucks her until she faints. You know what I mean? Like, what if he's just passed that energy through, like... Oh, damn, this bitch is hot. I'm a fucking... You know what I mean? No?
I don't know.
That's my theory. That's all I'm saying.
Getting pretty swaggy with this purple suits. Hey, baby.
He did sound like a pimp.
He drove a purple car as well.
Did he?
Yeah.
Was it a hearse?
I don't know. Probably. Should have been. So, yeah, in this room, shit was going down. And there are another... sort of a number of other crazy rooms where weird shit happens. People see, like, constantly people see constantly, like, weird little wisps of smoke and stuff moving around. People are encouraged on the tours to take photos because oftentimes you can see weird things pop up in photos. Mm. Oh, man, is that creepy out? Because funnily enough, I have something on the screen that you can look at if you want. Mm. But there's a few I want you to look at and we can be like, come on, we could have done that. But then there's a few that are like pretty creepy. Okay. Are you willing to do that?
Yeah.
It's getting late, but we'll do it anyway. Okay, here we go. I'm turning the screen on. Good luck.
We're gonna die.
No, we're fine. So the first picture we're about to look at when it loads. Oh, there we go. Oh yeah. Oh, did I mention this place is a spa?
What?
Yeah, we'll get back there as well. Get back to that in a second. So, this is the first ghost picture.
Do you get back rubs from ghosts?
You sure do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, it's the South's best
in
spa.
In 2017, though.
Best spa and most haunted place. I feel like they've just given out these rewards forever. You know how you drive past them?
That's a human.
So, that's a face on the stairs.
I reckon that's just a person looking down.
Yeah, it looks like kind of like a hockey mask coming through the thing, right?
It looks like an Asian lady.
It does look like an Asian lady. I agree. So maybe an Asian lady's died there. Here's one called Ghost Jacuzzi.
Oh.
Apparently this is like a little wisp of smoke or looks like almost like an ethereal mushroom ghost.
Yeah, you know,
Most common type of ethereal ghosts.
I get that, yeah.
So
I can see that.
This was snapped on a camera. You know, I feel like I could replicate that with a candle.
Yeah, but
not throwing shade.
Skepticism everywhere.
Yeah, okay, this is another one. There you go. Some wisps of smoke on the side there.
They could have just been smoking too.
Yeah, exactly. So here's another good one. There's it's a nice cute little cat. Yeah. Now you can see in the mirror here, there is a strange sort of face. If you squint really hard, you know, I feel like I could make this by impressing my face on.
I feel like it might just be the poster's a bit wrinkled.
Yeah, 100%.
You know when they sit for a while?
Yeah. So this next one, if you look, you can see a weird entity here, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Which could also just be described as...
fog.
Fog, yes, correct. So a lot of them...
Me, I'm not a skepticist.
Yeah, I don't want to be like a... Oh, yeah, this one's very good. This one was called ghost fog, otherwise known as fog.
Fog.
So a lot... I don't want to shit on a lot of their, it's like, pictures they have on there.